Blog Talk Radio.
Everything. How are you?
Everything is good, bro. Everything is PT King over here.
That's what's up. Before we even get started, I reached out to Earn this good weekend. Great dude, man. And I appreciate you for the introduction. You know, great dude. I love meeting, y'all have, really this whole weekend, I ain't meet nothing but great people because of you all, you know what I mean? Rudy, the mechanic, great dude, you know? Yes, great dude. So, you know, my weekend was full of treats and tang for the most part, you know, and I loved every minute of it, and I appreciated you guys, you know, all the more. And I said, you know what? When I come on the show today, I'm going to have to start by saying thank you to my fans for real, because, hey, it was a great weekend. What y'all do this weekend? You guys go anywhere?
Okay, so, you know, I'm the gym teacher at school.
Right.
Now, some things have transpired, and I don't know how I got roped into going to school every day. Like, I'm there every day now. Like, I'm there every single day. But I love it. I get the phone with my granddaughter. So, I mean,
yes,
it is what it is. I help my son out in the process.
Yeah, and I know she be psyched when she walking through the hallway with her little classmate. That's my grandma.
I
mean? That's my grandma. Now, let me ask you this. Any other kids call you grandma?
Listen, so they hear her calling me grandma. I was Coach T.
Right.
Now I'm just grandma.
Oh, that is so cute. Man, hey, listen, I'm trying to tell you. Don't nobody lift you up like the little kids in the school, man.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you, their conversations, their activities, all that. I mean, it just gives you energy. to hear those kids, you know. So
that's true.
And you know, I speaking of the children, you know, I really, really, truly have to say to all our prayer warriors, man, let's keep these kids in these schools in our prayers, man. Some of the things that's going on with the overdoses from
fentanyl
from that fentanyl and all this other nonsense, man. I just, you know, I want it out and away, far away of our schools, man, with these children, man. You know, give these babies a chance to mature and grow into, you know, nice kids before this mess just takes them all out. But
yeah.
All right, y'all. All right, y'all. I know y'all been waiting for it. My Kill's Corner, what in the heck moment, right?
Moment.
So, yeah. So it's not a rat. It's not a rat. You know,
oh, good job.
It's not a rat this time. Girl, I'm walking into work. For those of you that don't know, I get up at 4:30 in the morning and I catch the train from Naylor Road to Gallery Place every morning.
Okay.
I get off the train and at Gallery Place and I'm walking to the city center where I work. Girl, I see a bag as I'm walking up. You know how you walk up towards something and you see bags or paper like moving, and you don't know if it's the wind, you know what I mean? And I'm like preparing myself. I'm not going to be this little chump with these rats no more, you know what I mean? So I'm a man up and walk on through it like it ain't nothing to it, you know? Girl, why the closer I got, I'm realizing it's not a rat. It's a dang on raccoon. Girl, hey, see, look. I'm trying to tell you, if you want to see a funny reaction from people, start running. Just start running. I started running. This other lady didn't know what I'm running for. She starts running. this little Asian guy, he just stand there and get his little Bruce Lee on, y'all. I'm sure he's standing there. He like got his little Bruce Lee pose and looking around like, What is it? Then he saw it was the raccoon, which he wasn't scared of. And, you know, he just walked on by. And when he caught up with me, he said, what did you start running for? I was like, good, man. At first, I thought I was seeing the biggest rat in my life. And then I realized it was a raccoon. And you know, believe it or not, raccoons are more afraid of us.
Dangerous. Oh, really?
Yes, they're more afraid of us than we are of them. But homeboy won this morning because he got me. He got me real good. So I was just like, you know, when am I going to just be able to walk to work and just, you know, listen to my music, enjoy my conversation, and just get on into work? Why is Mutual Omaha following me around everywhere I go? You know what I mean? Now a raccoon. I got to worry about raccoons, too? Come on, man. You're doing too much. Yeah, man. You know what? I said the same thing. I said Muriel Bowser. Clem, you run around this y'all worrying about your plaques and your straight lines in your hair and all this and that. Clem, I need you to get some pest control or Ghostbusters or somebody downtown and get rid of these daggone insects. I mean, these rodents, man. Rodents.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Girl, I'm trying to tell you, since y'all ever see on the news African-American man loses his mind, runs into a Metro bus or H Street. Y'all know it's your boy DMV Kid. I done lost it. I done lost it. Because all I do is, I ain't going to lie to you, all I do is run. I'm not going to figure out what it is. I'm not going to stick around to see what's happening.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to run and then figure it out later. You know what I'm saying? Hey, say what you want. Say what you want, but it has kept me safe all these years. So, yeah, I'm going to keep running and figuring it out later. And y'all can, look, all I'm going to say to y'all is stick to stones.
They can judge you later.
Yeah, stick to stones to break my bones. But whatever got that bag moving, it won't hurt me because I'll be far, far away from it. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I'm talking about. All right, y'all.
Hey,
on today's episode, we will discuss a Black history pioneer. Teresa,
mm-hmm.
I felt bad Thursday when I wasn't prepared with a African-American pioneer. Like you said, we only get 28 days with this thing. So it's up to us to do our part, you know, in acknowledging these pioneers. So every show this month of February, every Tuesday and Thursday, there will be an African-American pioneer that we discuss. And I hope you guys like my choice this week. And I mean, for this episode. And if you guys have a suggestion, hit us up on Kale's Corner and on Facebook and put your suggestion out there. We would love to discuss someone that you guys want to talk about or someone that has influenced you, made a difference in your life, be a coach, a teacher, whatever, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to discuss the NCAA basketball. Who's hot, who's not at this moment? Who's hot and who's not? The NHL division leaders headed into the second half of the season. Who in the NHL do you see is really starting to set themselves apart, okay? We're going to talk about
mm-hmm.
the NBA trade. And rumors and all this other nonsense. Let me just say this because I got to y'all. I'm almost sick of Kyrie. I'm really almost sick of Kyrie. For real. You know, and maybe it's this next topic, y'all, that got me feeling this way. The NFL Pro Bowl attempt. Goodness gracious.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And be glad, thankful that you did not. You know what I mean? Because I tried to, you know, they were just doing too much.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it. I hate when things are forced on me. And it's like
mm-hmm.
They're forcing Peyton and Eli on us. And it's just like,
yeah.
Okay, come on, you know. Yes, they both were great quarterbacks and brothers and all that. We get that. But we not trying to eat, sleep, drink Peyton and Eli, you know. Come on. Give us a break. We're going to talk about the latest coaching moves in the NFL. Teams are hiring assistants and as head coaches and coaches who've been out of football and all that. So we're going to discuss that. We're going to get Super Bowl ready, okay? Latest news on injuries, illnesses, and anything that may be keeping someone out of this Super Bowl, or are they going to play through, you know, either which way. All these topics and much, much more on today's Gail's Corner episode. You can join Lady T and all our online corner crew. What's up, y'all? My corner crew.
Yeah.
On Facebook Live at Gail's Corner. And, hey, listen, and I want you guys to know, corner crew, I truly appreciate you guys. Y'all don't know how y'all psyched Lady T up. I'm trying to tell you, Lady T be like, DMV Gail, guess what? I got X amount of people joining in. So, yeah, y'all, spread that word. Keep telling people, join Lady T, you know, and the DMV, and Kale's Corner, you know, and be a part of this thing, man. Or you can join DMV Kale and all our live and studio guests at 563-999-3782. Kale's Corner, I keep telling y'all, man, we are a different kind of sports talk program situation, whatever. 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, each and every Tuesday and Thursday. Join in and let your opinion be known. You know what I'm talking about? We don't, hey, listen. I will say that we don't argue the opinion, but
we do.
Honestly, we're so family-like here that if we don't agree with what you say, and listen,
it becomes a debate.
DMV Kale, they get on me all the time, y'all. They Kale, come on now. What do you mean, Kale? You know, and sometimes I have to go back and think and be like, man. Why they all picking on? I'm like Charlie Brown, y'all. Why is everybody always picking on
always
me?
Picking.
You know what I mean? You know, but that's just how they roll. That's just how they roll. That's how we roll here on.
That's
Kale's
just how much
Corner.
We care.
There you go. And see, and guess what, y'all? We don't want you standing in front of that water cooler at work saying the wrong things, and everybody looking at you like, what is he talking about? What is she talking about? Boy,
right.
They don't know nothing. You know, we don't want that. We don't want you to go down that road. That ain't a good road. So, yeah, tune in, listen in, tell your friends, the associates, everyone. Kale's Corner is where it is. 563-999-3782. We're going to take a quick walk. And then we're going to jump into our Black History Pioneer, all right? All right. I play a song sometimes, and as I'm listening to the words of it, it's just perfect for who and what we are. You say, talk about it, talk about it, talk about it, keep moving. Yeah, I'm talking about, so we're going to keep moving. Yeah, you know I mean, that don't just hit me. You know, it was like one of the moments. I had one of them kill moments. I'm back, y'all.
Kill moments.
All right. Black History Pioneer. And I'm going to have to go with, you guys know, an athlete. This athlete is a Grand Slam Cup winner in 1999. After turning pro in 1995, her prize money, $94 million $816,730. This is how much she had made from her church sport, you know. She's first in all her categories, and she retired in September, speaking of no other than
Serena Williams.
Hey, listen, I got goosebumps just now when I said her name, Miss Serena Williams. And, you know, I watched the story of her and her sister and her father, you know, growing up, and how, you know, she came to professionalism, and her father turning down contracts and opportunities, and everybody's like, you know, why you turn it down? What do you mean? And you know, and he's like, no, I'm telling you, that's not the right opportunity. We're going to wait for this to come and this alone. And everybody viewed the father as a jerk and somewhat impossible to work along with. He had a vision for his daughters. He had a vision for his daughters, and he wasn't going to allow anyone or anything to sway him from his vision. And I compliment him on that, because in today's society, the first deal is the best deal. But he's shown us that, no, sometimes you have to be patient. Sometimes you have to wait and let things mature or matriculate or whatever you want to call it, and then you jump and pounce on your opportunity. So congratulations, Serena Williams. You are our first Black History pioneer here on Kale's Corner, and I thank you for the influence, the energy, the thoughts and everything that you've given little African-American girls around the planet, that they can be whatever they choose, that they can do whatever they choose. Ladies, you got anything you want to add to that?
I like Serena. I like her drive to fulfill her dreams. Like, I love the passion. That's the word I was looking for. Her passion for her sport. Like, she put everything into her sport. And she's number one at her sport. So I love that.
Yeah, you and I both. You and I both. Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't saying that. Never. Go ahead. That was a hiccup in the phone.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take our first call. Let's go to Brother Ted. What's happening, bruh?
Hey, Ted. You on mute?
Think it's all.
Come on, bruh. Get that phone working.
Right.
I know you can do it.
We're going to leave him on. He might be in the middle of something. Let's go to Ronnie. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, 007.
Good evening. Hold on. Good evening, everybody.
What's up, bro?
Right, I'll be back, y'all. All right, I had do some. How y'all doing tonight? Happy Tuesday.
Amazing.
Beautiful. Yeah, amazing.
I need God, bro. Hey, that was great Black History thing. I love Serena Williams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She in the class with Arthur Ashe, Athena Gibbons, Gibbons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, representing Black History. Have one other person, because that was part of my Black History. It was one person I was thinking about while y'all was, you know, talking about her. I was thinking about Jesse Owens, how, you know, 1913, he was in Germany, you know, going against all the people and the white folks out there in Germany, and he went against all odds and won gold medals.
That's good. That was a good one, too.
Forgive me, y'all. I'm laughing
a little
at
bit, but okay, I'm back with you. You took me right around the corner real quick,
street.
But.
Yeah, yeah. I'm laughing at you. Ronnie, great point. What I want you to do now, Ronnie, you got homework,
mm-hmm.
bro. You got some homework. I need you to look up Jesse Owens. And tell us, because we want to know on Thursday what was
more
special. Yeah, we need to know more than just one
okay.
race in Germany. I need to know what led up to that race in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know what happened after that race in Germany. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't know how many gold medals he won. It's just a thing that you go to Germany against all odds and you perform out there in front of
all these
people during the war.
That's what we need to do. We need
Ronnie.
To research that part. Yeah.
Hey, Ronnie,
yes,
you ain't got Google, bruh.
No, I'm not on Google. I'm speaking from the heart.
What
I
I'm telling you.
I love Ronnie. If you Google,
it's going to give you all the information you need for your heart. How about that? You Google, it's
yeah,
going to
I'm
going
to do an essay. Like you said, I'm going to go ahead and do an essay. Then give you the whole nine yards.
I'm waiting for I cannot wait for Thursday. So I get the two things on Thursday show. Ronnie essay and Lady T Super Bowl picks. I cannot wait. Let's go
Kirby,
our man Lou.
Let me tell you what Kirby's saying real quick. Kirby is saying tell Kel I sent him a picture of the Serena Williams on Ray of T show 6 years ago. Black history is an American history that everybody needs to respect that. I didn't love him. Nobody can love Ronnie E. Val Bowen. Kirby is crazy.
Kirby being Kirby.
Yeah, we
love Kirby. Yeah, brother Kirby. Yes. So glad that you're doing well, Kirby.
He's doing amazing.
You know? Yes, he is. Come on in, Lou.
That's
a post
office.
Yeah, you saw that. Hey, Lou.
Good evening.
How you feeling about
Serena? Bro?
Well said. I mean, you know, and well deserved. I mean, she really paved the way for, you know, women's tennis, I think probably in tennis in general. I mean, because, you know, more young women got involved in it, got interested, and, you know, she has, you know, done things that I don't think we'll see in tennis ever again, men or women. So,
yeah.
She was a big stepping stone for tennis itself. And don't forget about her sister, too. I mean, we can't forget Venus.
You can't avoid the other.
And
you know what? I'm glad you brought Venus up, Lou, because to me, Venus, out of the two, they both worked hard and fought to be where they wanted to be. Venus was never really the chosen of the two. It was always
right.
Serena. Everyone chose Serena and saw her until Venus said, no, I'm here. Until Venus said, look at me. I'm just as special. I'm just as worthy
right.
of your notoriety. So, yeah. Excuse
she
me.
She was
heard
about
here
too,
now?
Though. That's the
you're
only
here
reason.
Now?
Oh, wow.
I love me some Venus, but Serena was the S factor. She was all that and a bag of chips. I mean...
Yes,
it seemed
was.
Like about 0.1 seconds. She on the other side of the court getting that ball. Like
yes,
if
she
you,
was.
You know, when she was dropping them aces 120 miles per hour. Not many,
right.
you know, people could serve like that.
Right.
Did y'all see the movie
right.
King Richard?
Yeah, we saw it.
No, I don't
hello, Ted. Yeah, I
well, I had another.
I had another call if you had called me, so, you know.
Yeah, I figured. But go ahead. You good. Go ahead.
But, yeah, like I said, I beg to differ. Venus was picked, like her father, you know, Serena was always in Venus' shadow, you know. Venus was the first one to win Wimbledon. Venus was the first one that he was putting her forward, told her that you know, Venus is going to be this and that, but then he told Serena that she's going to be, you know, the best in the world and stuff. So, but, Serena, the one who broke out and said, I'm here, you know. Like I say, Venus was the darling of the sport at first. You know,
Venus,
and it was given her. She had the first contract as far as.
Mm-hmm.
Say again?
I said Venus had got her, and then that gave Serena the opportunity to bust out and, you know, make her.
Oh, yeah, she's fine.
Her light shine a little bit brighter than Venus. To me, that's how I saw it.
Well, she was better than Venus. She was more powerful than Venus. But Venus did get hurt. That's true.
Exactly.
But Serena was just more powerful. She was destined to be who she was, the best in the world.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And that's why when they played against each other in that historical match, you see Serena got, you know, took care of that business, you know. So
mm-hmm. She sure did.
So, but
yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I'm good. I'm talking and people giving comments, so I'm just being quiet.
We agree with
what
you. All we want to do is agree.
I understand. I said I'm just being quiet to listen to whatever. Go ahead, man.
All right. No problem. It's understanding. It's all good. Let's bring Brother
No, you don't have to say, oh, my God, lady. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even, like, you don't even have to take it like that. Like I just said, you just, you take a whole bunch of things wrong.
Calm down.
That's
not necessary. I'm on live and I'm
on
here. I just forgot to mute the phone. Calm down.
We interrupted somebody else's time. Come on, Tank.
Yes,
come on, bro. Right.
Kara's calling the family. What it do?
Hey, Tank.
What it do?
What's happening?
Hey,
Jerry. Ain't nothing. Chilling. Enjoying this lovely day. How y'all doing today?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'll be glad when the weather makes its mind up, since you brought it up. I'll be glad when the weather makes its mind up, man. You know, this cold in the morning and springtime
mm-hmm.
in the evening. And, you know, it's driving me crazy, you know. But, you know, hey, I'm thankful to the Lord that I'm here. That's all I'm going to say about that. But help me out with this weather, man. Help me out with this weather. Serena Williams, what's your take, man?
I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. I know they real. I mean, I know they both of them did their thing, but I never really – got into tennis too much, Kale's Corner fan.
Okay.
I didn't watch that. But I'm proud of both of them sisters and what they did. I heard a lot of accomplishments that they did, especially listening to y'all, but I didn't really get into tennis too much.
Okay, that's understandable. Really, before that, the movie, I knew of certain accolades and achievements, but I didn't know where they started from. You know what I mean? I didn't know exactly what was their motivation. But
I knew they came from on that West Coast side. I was confident in all that. I did know that, but like you said,
right.
I just never really got into it.
Right. Yeah, I feel you. And that was one of their obstacles that they had to get over. Just coming from Compton, you know, a lot of people poo-poo them or shun them, you know, because of where they were from. So that is a great point. That was another obstacle they had to overcome, you know, just their neighborhood, you know.
So you know it was terrible.
And people taking them serious.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You
know,
that was the point.
You know, they be having them dream matches.
they be having these dream matches. Like, for example, I wonder what it would be like if Serena wins face somebody like Jennifer Capriati or Billie Jean King or Marta Bova or what's her name, Kristen Evans. Like, these dream matches. I'm sorry for being too deep.
Not really, did you do? Because I'm trying to figure, I mean... What would it be like?
These are matches I was watching in the late, you know, 80s and 90s, and Jennifer Capriati, you know, taking over, and you know, Serena Williams just busting on. Then you had Zena Garrison, who came from Houston, the black lady from Houston. She was short, but she was, you know, I love dream matches like that. And, no.
Gerald Faye said she would beat them all. Her serve is so powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I agree with Gerald. I agree with Gerald. Her just her dominance in her game, man, is enough to get her through any obstacle she faced on that court. So, and I mean, we saw that from young Serena and young Venus. You know, we saw them dominate at a young age. So that they were truly African American pioneers. And again, I thank them because you know what, honestly, it's safe to say the whole Me Too movement or push was sparked by women like this being successful. Women like this fighting all the odds. You know what I mean? So, you know, hats off to these young ladies. Hats off to them. You know, they did their thing, what they had to do, and accomplished all they set out, you know, making their named a household name. So, you know, kudos to both of them.
It's one, one thing y'all missed about Serena Williams. One fact, I think she's the first lady to play tennis with a baby in her belly. But she didn't know it, but she won the match.
She sure did, yeah. That was recent. She did, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow, that's what's up. That's what's up. I was watching.
But she making
the
way for young players like Coco. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kayla.
I was watching the show the other day, and they were talking about women and men and the difference in us. And this chick say, try having a baby and I said, oh, God, you knew what you was doing when you made a man. Because I ain't trying to go through none of, not now, one of them changes. I don't need that drama in my life at all. So, yeah, y'all got that one. Y'all going to win that one every time. You know? Yeah, y'all holding that down. Keep on doing your thing. You know what I'm talking about? But, But, yeah, so, see, that's the fact that I didn't know. I didn't know she was actually pregnant when she – that's her last match, 007?
She came back. It wasn't her last match. She came back, but she had to go on bed rest because you can't be out there like that, for real. That's a risk. I mean, you can have a miscarriage on the court and everything like that. That's liability. So she had to go home.
Right.
She had to go home.
Once she figured out that she was pregnant, she had to go home.
But she came back, and if I'm not mistaken, she won a tournament recently. I don't know. It's not the Wimbledon tournament. It's one of them bootleg tournements. But she won a tournament late. It's not Wimbledon or French Open. Those are the only super teams I know. Other ones is bootleg.
Right.
I am not stepping over the tip of the pole.
Boy. Well, we gonna wrap that conversation up and get off of this bootleg. We'll be right back, y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Congratulations to Serena and Venus Williams. Congratulations to them both. We'll be right back.
Yeah. There's just one thing I wanna say. The really, 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 real, yo. There's just one thing I wanna say. Copy. There's just one thing I wanna say. We gonna hit it down like this, y'all know the flavor. There's just one thing I wanna say. Alamo, was you with me? What goes around comes back around again. Sir Doogie, was you with me? What goes around comes back around again. SOS, was you with me? This how we gon' bust it down, y'all. Y'all know the flavor. You know what time is. It's second show. This how we flow. Here comes the boober, and you know I won't fake it. Usually bust records on getting butt naked. Made for the Benzie. Drive a nigga skinzy from the tape. Grab your naked with the boober.
We with the boober. Old school hip hop. You know what I mean? When bammers used to make metaphors and all that good stuff.
No doubt.
NCAA. We're going to start with the Big South. We have the UNC Asheville Bulldogs. The Big South. The Big Ten, Purdue Boilermakers. It's Purdue again, y'all. The Big West, we have the, The Big West is the UC Santa Barbara Gauchos. I'm telling y'all, that's their name. Santa Barbara Gauchos. Colonial Athletic Association, Hofstra Pride. Conference USA, Florida Atlantic Isle. Division I Independent, your Chicago State Cougars. Chicago State Cougars, leading that division. Horizon League, Youngstown State Penguins. Ivy League, Princeton Tigers. Metro Athletic, we have the Ryder Broncos. And the Mid-American, the Akron Zips. I'm telling y'all, you know, this is why it is so hard for me to follow college basketball, because we still have like 20 more teams that we have to discuss and go over that are leading their individual division. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's crazy. These things are boring. That's why those brackets are so complicated to fill out, because you go and you reach for a wild card somewhere and that thing don't materialize and then next thing you know, your whole bracket is gone. It ain't no good. And I'm talking about the first week. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's done. So, you know.
If you're not a large team, if you're not a at-large team on the bracket, you have to win your conference in order to get to the field. If you don't win, like, for example, it could be a small school, they go 24-1. If they don't win that tournament, they not going nowhere. That record go to waste.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm glad they add four extra bracket on the field, you know, get some other schools some chances. Because as y'all mentioned, it's a lot of schools. It's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It really is.
Definitely. And to be honest, y'all, because until I started doing this with Kale's Corner, I didn't realize it was as many as it is. You know what I mean? I ain't realized it was as many as it is, man. I mean, goodness gracious, Joe. And then we haven't even begun to discuss the women. You know what I mean? We just talking about the men's right now. We haven't even begun to discuss the women. So,
with the women, it's South Carolina, Connecticut, maybe Maryland.
Tennessee.
Connecticut always. The Huskies are always.
I think they undefeated in the last 3 years.
Who, Connecticut?
Yeah, I mean, Connecticut, they dominate.
They just dominate, man. They just dominate,
you know. No, South Carolina beat them in the championship game last year.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was about to mention
the
Danes.
Showing up there.
I was going to mention the Danes, too.
Yeah, I forgot all about that, too. You're absolutely right. And I think
beat him the other day too.
Who did?
South Carolina beat Connecticut the other day also.
Oh wow. Wow.
Also the games on their game.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I caught that
007. I caught that one. Yeah, you correct.
The games on their game.
I was saying undefeated in a championship. I'm not saying undefeated season.
All right. You know what? Let's go to Brother Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
What did you just say?
Come on, Marcus. Hey, Marcus.
What's going on, champ?
Oh, wow.
How you?
I'm good. Now, I heard Ted talking, so I was giving him the opportunity to speak.
Oh.
I was asking the question. They don't want to answer now, so let's go ahead, Marcus.
Man, it's good to hear from all y'all, man. I'm glad to be on the corner, man. Long weekend, man.
You're the reigning champion.
Oh yeah, that's right. Let me hold my discount double check real fast.
Did he say discount double check?
Hey, listen, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is really the one you want to be mocking, bro.
I'm just talking about
the belt.
He holds the belt. Yeah, he holding the belt, baby.
That's the belt, baby.
Well, I hope his toe get well this season. I hope his toe get well.
Well, I ain't worried about his toe.
I'm messing with
his brain. I hope his brain. I don't think he wants to be there.
Well,
he said he wanted to play for the Raiders.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. I don't think he and
dude, his man's dead. I'll be playing with the Raiders too.
I don't think he and LaFleur really get along. I think that first encounter with LaFleur kind of rubs him the wrong way. So I don't think he's too into being a part of that LaFleur team. So, you know, hey.
And like 007
got that marriage with Devontae. He got that merge with Devontae Adams. What type of merge is it
if he's taking all the money? Okay.
The wife sometimes take all the money, bro. That's just what happens. Somebody gonna take.
Devontae Adams was the husband, and Aaron Rodgers is the wife.
That must be something like that.
Oh my goodness!
Sometimes she don't leave you with half. Sometimes she take the whole shebang.
You gotta pay alimony.
You gotta pay child support.
stayed too long at the mother-in-law house, didn't tell him when he was coming back home, you know. So he had the book. So. And that wasn't unfair. That was unfair right there. You let that man walk.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Precise.
And you played it,
yeah.
Oh,
let me know
so,
something.
So in other words, Aaron Rodgers is singing, what's that don't shoot to do.
What's love got to do?
Good. Nah.
That's what he's
good
singing.
Love,
what love got to do
with? Adam's had pretty good love. Yeah. Ask me how I know. And tell you so.
You
used to be my receiver. All right, let's go to
more like he's trying to make his way back to him.
Yeah. What's up, 5-7?
I think. Oh, my bad.
What's up?
Martin.
What's up?
Hey,
who y'all talking about today?
We are Aaron Rodgers right now.
Yeah, we're talking to Aaron Rodgers right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. He is like a woman because he can't make up his mind.
The words that you all heard expressed.
That was for D-Mar right there.
She's
not here yet.
Thinking they're more writers than they are, huh?
Oh.
She's not here yet.
Oh man, y'all go a little far. I ain't say all that. I said they take the money, they hold the money. Y'all go a little far. I just want to be clear. I want to be clear. I ain't know y'all side. Understand?
Translation, Marcus. We just translating what you meant.
Yeah, we just translating, bruh. And it's just a translation,
that's all. Hey, 9-10-57, y'all can translate that on y'all alone. Don't put me with that.
I know that's right, huh, man. Well, I mean, hey, we just happen to believe that there's some truth to what you're saying, that's all. And they elaborated on They just brought step two to light, to fruition. That's all.
That's all.
Yeah, down back.
I'm just nervous.
Since we're speaking truth, let me say this real quick. I ain't with Aaron Rodgers. I'm not with Kyrie. I'm not with any of those people that make that sign a contract and then halfway through the contract they decide, oh, I don't like this, so I want to go. Can you trade me?
Wait a minute, what they do, 57? What they do?
Oh, I don't like my contract like this no more. Can you trade me?
Yeah, I
guess. Can you send me someplace else?
Well, I'm gonna say this. As much as it bothers me as well, 57, you're right on point with that. But it's their right. That's why they have agents.
No.
It's their right. It's their right to renegotiate. It's
yeah.
their right to move if they want to move. It's sickening to me as well. You know, and I posted in Kale's Corner a picture of Kyrie with the Cleveland Cavs talking about, I love it here. I'll never leave here. And then a picture with him and Kevin Durant, I'll never desert number 7. I'll always be here. Bruh, come on, man. I ain't going to say what you move around like, but it ain't good to say the least.
I know one thing. If I was his girlfriend and he said that, I'd be like, oh, Lord, it's almost over.
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
So y'all made fucking, but
yep.
I was laughing.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah. Like
when
I
that dude
question.
Professes his loyalty to you, that means he's on his way out.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, it's
yeah.
the opposite.
I, you know, 57, I believe that when you put the words I'm never going to do or I'm, I promise to do, that gets challenged. The universe challenges that.
Well,
I believe
I
that wholeheartedly.
Well,
and that's why
right,
they got the booth review.
But they say never say never, huh?
Right.
57.
Yes,
Kirby
ma'am.
Said, how can you be anybody's girlfriend?
Tell Kirby that I said it would take too much for me to answer that question, and all the words I need to say, I can't say over the phone.
No,
I like that answer, 57. I'm going to have to use
that.
He
took the high road, y'all. I'm going to have to use that. You know what, T? I'm a buy that man a T-shirt, man.
That's right.
Yeah,
bro, Hey, Kale, it is too early. It's early in the call. It's too early in the call. Wait till the end of the call.
You got a real thing to show up.
Stop it, Bobby.
True that. The T-shirt is inspiration, bro. He'll think about it, right? That's inspiration, man.
Exactly. Yeah, you right.
Also, and then, like Marcus said, he'll later on think about tearing it up. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Ask me that question about quarter to seven instead of quarter to six.
Okay.
After going a couple of rounds with Marcus and Kale, I'll be ready to give him the answer he wants.
Well, I'm glad it came now. You took the high road, so you get a shirt for that. Thank you so very much for taking the high road.
And I know
y'all
are
welcome.
Both of y'all phone. I know both of y'all phone number. I'm gonna make sure y'all bammers get in touch with each other. Y'all ain't gonna get us set up.
Yeah.
Y'all are not gonna get us.
I hear you. I hear you, because my response was definitely gonna get us taken off the air.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm going to be rocking that T-shirt on the bus. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We appreciate it, 007.
Yeah. We really do. We really do. That's what's up. He's going to rock it on the bus.
Yeah, 70 bus, 92, S2.
Uh-uh.
You ride the
92,
bro.
He giving out his moment, y'all.
That's
nice. This is
he
double.
Rides the
92. Those are my favorite routes. They never stir me wrong. Never stir me wrong.
I know that's right.
Well, I don't know about stirring you wrong, but man, that 92, you need a bodyguard messing with that junk. You need protection.
Oh, man.
You just
need your girlfriend on your side.
Okay.
And I'm
my girl don't fight. My girl don't fight, man.
I'm not talking about that type of girlfriend.
Oh,
yeah, you know who girlfriend I'm talking about, Kale.
Me and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Round the ride to the blood.
Miss,
right.
You
can
be
a girlfriend.
Well, you can say her last name, Smith or Wesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All
she's been drinking because she always loaded.
Yeah,
y'all
talking about. There you
go.
And red to go. Red to go.
Red
yeah,
to go.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
The
no doubt.
Didn't change, man. Long
now, hold on. Hold on. 007.
I'm
007, I just got an image of you walking through D.C. with Smith or Wesley. I don't know how good that is.
Oh,
bro. Yeah.
That is funny.
We're gonna have to hide them from personal security, man.
Yeah, I need
bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. You can tell when we didn't have 16 football games over the weekend, because we're talking about anything right now.
Somebody need to mute their phone.
You know? Yeah.
Well, hey, that Pro Bowl competition was like that, though, 57. I liked it.
And it
wasn't what I expected, but I liked it.
And there it is.
What about the trade?
007 is what the heck moment. There it is.
He got two of them.
Bruh. That was the worst display of sport ever. That was the worst display of sport. I played Sandlot flag football games that were more fun and interesting than that. And do you guys know a player was actually injured from this flag football game?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Exactly.
What kind of injury, Tino?
I forgot what type of injury.
So what you're saying is basically they could have played the regular way football because it seemed like it was a lose-lose situation. I mean, I like the competition because it seemed like I was watching the combine.
They could have played Madden, bruh. I would rather see them hooked up and play Madden. You know what I mean?
Not Madden.
And again, why in the heck are they trying so hard to put Peyton and Eli on us? What is the agenda? Why are these guys being pushed on to us like they are, man? Does anybody have an answer to that? You know, why you figure?
They want to keep them irrelevant, man. They need something. I guess they not negative. They positive in the sense.
Irrelevant.
And something to represent.
Right.
NFL.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're little.
Both of them champions. Both of them Super Bowl winners.
Yeah, but their show during the game is boring. Their show during the commentary during the game is boring as all know what. Exactly. I was just about to say they cracking paint dry grass growing jokes, you know, that aren't funny at all, you know. And I'm like, okay, anybody else would have been accused by now. Anybody else would have been removed by now. What is it about Peyton and Eli that the NFL world loves so much? And then, that Pro Bowl monstrosity, I mean, come on, bruh. First of all, the field was what, 30 yards? Come on, man. 30 yards for professionals? That's nothing. That's nothing.
Right.
Them dudes is out there, man, and one little catch before you know it. They in the end zone. And I'm like, the NFL has to do better than this.
Do you like the dog ball competition?
No. What I wanted to ask you all was, do you have any suggestions? Do you guys, because watching the game, I came up with a whole lot of, they could have done this or that or this or that. What do you guys think would make this more interesting? Because the NHL All-Star Game was just as boring, you know?
So Kirby says the Mannings represent the Caucasian persuasion.
Oh,
I wasn't going to go there, but Caucasian has said this, I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Is he claiming rights or just making a statement?
Do we even have to say it? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
I think, Tell
Sorry, sis. I didn't mean to cut across you like that.
He said statement. Oh,
okay.
He's making a statement.
Okay, we don't want to get confused. You know you're that species.
Oh, boy.
Well, I was what I was going to say. I was going to say the same exact thing that Kirby said, but I didn't want to, you know, go there. Since he went there, I'm going to follow up behind him. And that's exactly what it is. It's because they white. You know, they privileged. They've been trying to get rid of Pam Oliver forever. They didn't call her monkey. They didn't call her this. They didn't call her that. Now they don't even hardly show her. But y'all got these two white men cracking jokes that ain't nobody laughing at but y'all. And y'all two, the only ones laughing. And they get all the airtime that you can think of.
Well, I'm going to say her weave game, y'all, ain't what it used to be. I'm serious.
But look at them. They bald.
2019.
They bald. They cherry red on one side they face. The other side is pale. Like, I don't want to look at that all day. You think I want to look at them all day?
Well,
I'd rather look at her wig.
Brother
Kel,
Sister Trees, do y'all remember that 2019 championship game between San Francisco and Seattle Seahawks? When she was speaking,
okay.
And her list was ashy, and everybody blew up on Facebook saying, "Comb that kid in the back of your head, all that." Hey,
yeah.
Yeah,
they went in on her. They went in on her, but ain't nobody going in on them.
She did help a little bit. Y'all got to admit that.
Have your face red, and have other hand pink. Like, I don't want to look at you. Like. No.
You say what, 57?
You got roped.
You say what?
Hey, she did help her, Serena Williams, and Venus Williams. They're the three worst hairdos in the world. All that money. You can't find a good weave artist?
Fact.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Oh, man.
That's
I mean, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Y'all know it's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
come on,
Terry,
what did you say?
As far as the question you asked about the football thing, because I thought about that, I was asking, I said the game was, you know, ridiculous of doing that. I think you should have second-string players, you know, that's hungry and what have you, if you don't want to get the starters that hurt, that's, you know, have them hurt. And you have, you know, you have a competitive game.
Okay.
My opinion on that. If the superstars don't want to play, what have you, and then you got most of them, some that's playing in the Super Bowl that's coming up, you know. So
right.
These are second string players, man, that's hungry.
Okay. Good idea. That's a good idea. That is a good idea, Ted. I really don't see anything else kickstarting this Pro Bowl like we wanted to. I really don't, man. It has always, even when they were playing with the equipment, it has always been dull and unentertaining, the real avid football watcher. You know, I can watch any game. I can watch any team's play. But it's something about that Pro Bowl, man, the way they mixed up it wasn't desirable at all this weekend. Let me see. Is this my man, Cap? Is this Cap coming in?
From the bat phone?
Yep. Yes, indeed.
Hey,
yes,
Cap.
Indeed. What up, family? How y'all doing?
Hey, Cap.
What up?
Listen, y'all, normally I don't do this, but Cap asked me a question today as far as Kyrie goes and that whole situation. And I told him, I said, man, you know what? You need to ask that on the corner, man. You need to. I hate to put you on the spot, Cap, but do you remember the conversation we had today?
Yeah, I just said that it was just about what y'all think about it. Do you think it's going to work? I don't think it's going to work personally, but I just
I don't think it's
going to
work. I don't think it's going to work. because him and Luka need to bowl at the same time. I mean,
exactly.
I don't know if Luka going to be willing to give him the ball enough that's going to satisfy him to have the ball.
Right.
So I don't know.
Exactly.
Let's do this real quick. Dallas gets Kyrie Irving and Marquise Morris. The Nets get Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, a 2027 second-round pick, 2029 first-round pick, unprotected, and a 2029 second-round pick. The Nets got old. Okay, who is that? Throwing up.
No, that's my – huh?
Oh, that's you.
He can't help it. Yeah,
that's
okay.
That's Morgan back there. Yeah.
Okay.
That's Morgan,
hey,
back
Morgan.
There. Yeah.
Hey, Morgan.
Hey, Morgan. They said hi to you. The Kell's Corner family said hello.
She was just saying hi to DMV Kell. That's all. You know.
Right on. Right on.
I think the Nets got
over. Listen to me. Kyrie's not going to stay. That's why they got those draft picks.
Exactly, I agree. Because he's free agent after this year. So I think, you know, he playing games with him. Get me on out of here. That's the only way. And next year he's trying to go with the Lakers. Because LeBron trying to stay another year. The way his son coming in. It's all trying to play
for
it.
So that's the only reason why they
did
those picks.
Did any of you all see LeBron's tweet after the trade?
Oh, yeah. Salty.
Yeah, he's a little hot.
A little bit on the high, under the collar.
You know, LeBron always begging for help. He's
always
a dope, but he always begging for help.
Always.
Whoa! Wow! Yeah.
Some go.
I believe that alone.
Okay.
I believe that one alone.
I don't think Kyrie gonna stay there. I think he after this year he gonna want to go someplace else. And like Sis said, who's
going
to give up the ball?
He's going to go home.
He's going to go home? You know, like Sis said, Sis, who's going to give up the ball? Who's going to not want the ball in their hand as much? Kyrie?
Mm-hmm.
We know that ain't going to happen.
That ain't going to happen.
Luka needs the ball in his hand.
Oh, my God.
And he don't play no
dribbles.
Defense.
None. That's what he got. Thanks, hey. Lady T, can you say that one more again? I said that 1,000 times, and these guys don't be watching fast. They don't be watching the game.
Yeah.
He don't play no defense at all.
No.
Not let you run past him and he's swiping at the ball. That's the only defense he's playing.
Yep.
That's it.
But you know what's funny? They're looking crazy. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you good. Go ahead, Todd.
They're looking crazy because they let my nephew go. They let my nephew go, and now you feel me? He ain't need the ball that much, but when he had the ball, he was efficient. Not a lot of turnovers. Didn't make any noise. Quiet. Yes, sir. Play the game and go sit down. So now you messed that up because now the Knicks is loving them. So now you go get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
he making big
noise
up in New York.
Let me say this. Let me make this one point, y'all. Nobody has to be sick to their stomach more than Spencer Dinwiddie, man. Dinwiddie is getting, I'm telling you, man, he's getting the short stick in almost every trade. He had it good here with the Wizards, but he complained about playing time and the ability to shoot the ball. They didn't want him shooting the ball like that. They wanted him to be a distributor. So, you know, he complained and got out of town. Thought he found himself a home in Dallas because, say what you want, Dallas was playing good with Dinwiddie and Luka. They were playing good. I mean, I don't know about playoff and finals. Good, but they were playing pretty good together, and now you just completely interrupt that chemistry for what? a player that we all know, because we've all said it, come next year, he's out of there. He is out of there. He wants no part of that Dallas team next season, because we know the argument before it even occurred. Bro, you holding the ball too much. Bro, I need to get my points too, bro.
He might be happy now because he went back to the Nets, remember? Only reason why they really got rid of him, probably for the same reason he wanted the ball when Kyrie and them got there. That's why they got rid of him. So now that Kyrie and them gone, he can run the show over there. He might be happy over there with Brooklyn.
That's the thing. Is Kevin Durant going to stay now that Kyrie gone? Is Kevin Durant going to want out? Because
I heard he's talking about
going to Miami with JB. That'd be very interesting if he goes to Miami. Think about that with him and Jimmy Butler. Ooh, wee.
I don't know if that's going to work. I don't think that's going to work.
Why wouldn't it work?
Why not?
Because the chemistry, they already got a good chemistry. If you bring in KD, he ain't gonna compromise. Like, he not compromising, and he gonna want the team to be his team. It's not
he's not a strong leader, that he wants to defer to somebody.
Jimmy is gonna be the one that say it's my team. And we're doing it this way, sir. And if you can't do it this way, you know the door is right there. That's what it's going to be.
Hold on.
But that's
how
we vote.
Durant.
We were talking about Kevin Durant. I don't know why you said Kyrie.
Kevin Durant went to Golden State. He didn't go to Golden State and try to take that team over. He didn't go to that team.
Because he knew he couldn't.
I don't think he can take over Miami either. I don't. Like you said, that's a pretty solid team, and their chemistry is already made up. So I don't, you know, if he goes there, he'll just be a helpmate. Seriously.
And that's what
who they gonna get rid of though? Who you gonna get rid of? KD, they just got rid of Miami. Who you gonna get rid of when you send KD there? Who leaving? Who they
just
got rid of
Deadman? They just got rid of Deadman.
They're not gonna give up KD for Deadman for no Kevin Durant. It's gonna be a whole lot of people leaving. That's what I'm just saying. Can I say this? Everybody else says you can finish, but go ahead. God damn. Because you're doing too much. Go ahead and say your part. Come on now.
Damn, y'all.
Go ahead, somebody, because I'm done.
Anyway, Cap, she asked the question, who would Miami get rid of to have KD as a part of their team? Who do you see New York taking, or will it be draft picks, or, you know, who do you think, what will it take to get KD in Miami?
I don't think they have enough pieces over there in Miami to give up.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with Cap on that.
Yeah.
And you would have to give up somebody like Buckets or Hero or somebody like that that's integral on that team. Because like Cap just said, they don't have people. They don't have any stars just sitting around that can afford to give up. So, you know, you're going to have to give up somebody big.
Like Whiteside?
Who?
Don't you
like
still
who?
Play with them? Whiteside,
yeah,
don't you still play with Madden?
On the Madden game.
Yeah, you would have to give up somebody like Butler or Hero or what's the other guy, the center they got? I can't remember his name right now. But you're not going to just give up anybody that's coming off the bench to get Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant, he had a team. He had a team that was his. When he was at OKC, that was his team. And he decided to leave there. And when he went to Golden State, he realized no matter how many championships they won, that team was always going to be Steph Curry's. And it was never going right. to be, he never was going to be the front man. I don't care what he did. So he had to leave
right.
there and go to the Nets. And it just ain't worked out for him.
Hey, Debo's joining in with the conversation. He said, today's basketball is run and shoot. What chemistry? It's you shoot 40 times and I shoot 40. Everybody is just gunning. Everybody is just
that's
gunning.
That's
yeah.
true. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with Debo. I agree. Tell Debo we agree.
Yep.
Yeah, he.
Cause they scoring 150 points a game, man. Come on, what kind of ball is that?
Right.
Man, AAU, it's AAU, bro. AAU.
You're right. You know, ain't nobody playing no defense, like an all-star
None.
Game.
Yeah,
right.
The other night, I think somebody scored like 159 points, and I'm like, what?
Yep.
Got
ain't no defense no more.
Maybe they scared to play defense because they afraid of referees calling them tachyo fouls. Every time
they're
you know.
That's true, yeah.
Back in the day, you know what I'm saying, especially in the Eastern Conference, you only scoring, if you play good defense, you only scoring like 80 or 90 points in the game. We don't
mm-hmm.
see that no more.
They doing that in the
half. Yep, you're right.
Oh, man. I looked at that game.
It used to be a tie.
I looked at that game last night with Cleveland and the Wizards, and I was like, wow. Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
This team great score.
Yeah, I think y'all had
75
at the half. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know why they keep showing us on TV, man. They need to just take us off TV. Don't show us on TV.
Bruh.
No,
bruh,
they ain't on
missing.
TV.
We was missing pieces.
They ain't on TV.
Man. We was missing
was
pieces, bro. It was on TV.
No, they on Comcast.
I can't with him.
Wow.
That's not TV,
bro. Wow, Comcast not TV
that's,
no more.
That's moment
no.
number four for
TV, oh, hear me out. TV is TNT and ESPN. Well, I ain't
oh.
see them on there, this shit.
They've been on ESPN.
They've been on both.
And they've been on NBA Channel. They've been on both. They listen, I'm telling y'all, this Wizards team is not as bad as we think they are. They aren't as good.
They not.
As I was saying shortly, they aren't as good as I was saying shortly a little while ago. But we got to look at the contributing factors, man. We're missing two scores, man. We are missing two scores. And also, your man Kuzma, Lord knows what he had on the other night, but your man Kuzma
right.
plays defense as well. He plays defense as well. So, you know, you got to factor in that we were missing him on the offensive and defensive end last night, and rebound. He rebounds too.
Mm-hmm.
So we when you take that much away from your team, the chances of you being successful are close to none, man. Seriously, and that's just what I contribute last night's debacle to. But let me ask y'all a question. Switching lanes real quick.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James is 36 points away from Kareem's scoring record, right?
Right.
Now, and just hear me out. When Kareem was playing, there were no three-pointers, right? Kareem, later in his career, the three came to fruition. And Kareem shot one made three out of 18 attempts his whole career. So everything he made was either from the free throw line or from 10, 12. Yeah, you know what I mean? So now LeBron and I looked this up, LeBron has made 2,233 threes. For us mathematicians, that's 6,999 points that
mm-hmm.
he got from them three-pointers. Does that tank taking that away from taking that record from Kareem, or are you guys like, well, you know, he still scored over 38,000 points?
It's the lack of defense that tanks it for me. That's what tanks it for me. I mean, he did what he did, but you can't touch him. God knows if you breathe on him,
right.
He is acting like somebody shot him out from the stand. Don't get me started on LeBron, please.
And that's the thing.
Hey, Lady T, I'm going to sit this one out because I can go on and on.
Hey, you see me? I ain't saying nothing.
No, Cap, because everything you're saying, when I say that, I'm a hater. I cannot believe that you can get away with saying that. But when I say that, I'm hating on LeBron. But I'm like, I can see how the game is called in his favor. I can see
mm-hmm.
it. And I'm sorry, bruh. You got 2,233 made three-pointers. That boosts your record up 6,699 points. You know?
Okay, in his defense, a little teeny defense of his. Kareem, in his era, I mean, that it was going on later in his career. They started the three-point, like, later, all the way later on in his career. He just
mm-hmm.
wasn't good at the shot. I mean, we can't blame LeBron for getting the 3 points. I mean, we just can't, because – it was offered to Kareem's career. It wasn't like he never shot a 3-point. He just wasn't good at
yeah.
it. So he got all of his points where he was good at, and that was down in that paint. So
Which one is the most work?
But that's what
which
I'm saying.
Which one is the most
that's
work?
That's what I was about to say. Kareem did the work.
Well,
Kareem did the work, and I still say he hold that record. Like, in my own head, like, just for me, because he was down in that paint getting the 2 point, 2 point, 2 point, 2 point. He had to go all the way out and get a 3 point.
Right.
He got all his points.
But not
down
only
in
that.
The paint. So, go ahead.
Excuse me. Go ahead, Lady T. But you got to remember, the 3 point shot came out when? 86, 87? He was almost done by
then. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was almost done. So, I mean, we can't hold it against him, because I think if it would have came along while he was playing, like, in his prime, I think he would have mastered it as just like LeBron mastered it. I think he would have done that because he was just that good as a player. So, I mean, he did the work down in the paint. He did the work down in the paint. I can't take that away from him. And I think Kareem, he worked a little bit more harder for me down in that paint, because it's hard to get points down in that paint. But when you out on a 3-point, you can just shoot it, boom, and it don't. But if
right.
you perfect
well,
it and it go, then you good.
That book shot was right.
We've seen shot after shot remastered, remixed, and made over again. That Kareem hook
yeah.
shot, no one has remade that shot. No one.
Only person that I think came close to it was Lopez on the Bucks.
Brooke Lopez?
I don't think anybody has been able to master it as far as like Kareem did on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
Hit it every
right.
time. You know, if
yeah.
he goes up with it, you damn near know it's going in. I don't take
yeah.
anything from LeBron from getting the points that
right.
he's got, just like I don't take anything from Brady. I'm not going to say Brady is the greatest quarterback ever, but I will say he's the most accomplished
quarterback
and he was
ever.
A great quarterback. The greatest quarterback, that goes to Joe Montana. I don't care how many rings that Brady gets, Joe Montana was the best quarterback I've ever seen. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar didn't have the skill set that LeBron has. And if you got the ball in your hand as much as LeBron does, and you have that type of skill set, and you stay in the league for as long as LeBron has stayed in the league, and the defense is not the way it used to be back in Kareem's day, not taking anything from LeBron, because you play with what they put out there. That's what you do. You play with what they put out there.
True.
And that's what he did, you know.
57.
To say he's
that
the greatest,
real
no. Oh, thank you, sis.
That's great.
Appreciate that.
Good job, 57. Good job.
That was Will Smith.
Yeah. So, again, I ask the question. do we openly accept the reaching and passing the scoring record, or is there an ask?
Do we have a
choice?
I accept it.
Kareem accepts it, and it's his record.
Exactly.
And Kareem's not unhappy with it. Matter of fact, he wants to be there when it happens. So, I mean, I just feel like he scored more points. We got to accept that. I do.
Well, you know, Kareem has held this record for years, decades.
38.
Right. Nobody thought that it was going to be even – nobody come close to it. So, kudos to LeBron.
Yep.
But
I'm like the greatest, though.
I know Cap over there going, what?
No.
Listen, I'm not calling him the GOAT. You gotta respect his points, but I'm not calling him the GOAT.
Exactly.
No,
okay.
I'm with Cap. I'm with Cap.
For real.
So who are you calling the GOAT, Cap? Who are you calling the GOAT, Cap?
This guy named Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Yes, sir. Does that ring a bell?
I'm saying Wilt.
Bingo.
That's
bingo.
Well, Wilt. I would say Wilt if he won more championships. I can't believe he only won one or two with that dominance. Now, he was the most dominating player ever in my book. I mean, he dominated.
Well, he did score 100 points in the game.
Yeah, most
of
them
scored 100 points in the game.
Yep. What about Russell? Yep, I got that. But believe it or not, Kareem is in the GOAT conversation too, for real.
Yeah,
Kareem
but
is in that conversation.
He is a GOAT of his era. I think it should be GOATs of eras, not just of basketball.
I agree.
I think it should be of eras.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Absolutely.
Because as we stated, from era to era, things have changed. So you got to take that into account. Like we said in the beginning, because Kareem, if I'm not mistaken, was drafted in '69, you know, and you know, he stopped playing in 80, what was it, Cap? 84, something like that. I can recall Kareem playing, and I'm like, you know, I didn't realize he had played as long as he had. You know, I just recall seeing him in a Lakers uniform and going out there. And it was just like, wow, when I actually studied him and I learned, you know. And another point, Kareem was a champion in college as well, you know.
Did you see
LA?
Won everywhere.
Dude was dominant and winning everywhere. Now, we can't count.
They went
count.
On a three-year unbeaten streak.
89.
Right. And we,
tied
and we can't count, we can't count NCAA numbers with the NBA numbers. But, I mean, you have to look at that and take that into account. LeBron never went to college.
Mm-hmm.
He went straight into
Kareem
the
is
NBA.
Kareem is a six-time NBA champion.
Not saying he couldn't, because LeBron could have went to college as well, but He went straight into the NBA and did his thing. You know what I mean? He went straight to the NBA and did his thing. He learned how to win, and the young man started winning. So I'm not going to hate on him for that, but I'm like Cap. I can't call him a GOAT, man. I can't. It's just, you know, a GOAT to me was Kobe Bryant. You know, he was a GOAT because I've seen him not leave and move to accomplish his goal. No, he stayed with one team and made that team a winner and did his thing, did his doggone thing with that one team. So that to me is the GOAT, you know.
You would have broke Will Chamberlain's record if they would have left him out there in the fourth quarter. I think he had, 71 points? And Phil Jackson sat him down. I'm like, why he's not playing the fourth quarter? Yeah. What are you doing?
But, you know, for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like, his record has been standing, with, like 57 said, 38 years. But he's also a six-time NBA champion and a two-time NBA Finals MVP. So I don't know why his name don't be in the GOAT conversation as well. You know, like, I can go on and on. Like, his list is as long as my arms with all the accolades and things that he's accomplished.
Well, I'm going to say this. Kareem had off-court issues. Kareem was militant, and he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. So it was his basketball prowess that got him over, but a lot of folk didn't really get down with Kareem like that. A lot of folks didn't really didn't mess with him, appreciate his skill set like that, because they figured he was he was a little too arrogant. Some people would say
he was speaking out on injustice. He was speaking out on injustice, and people didn't want to hear that. You know, he was coming along at the same time as Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Kareem was. If you look at it, Kareem was in the mix with the Jim Brown, Muhammad Ali. Kareem was right there in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
And it wasn't, and I'm not trying to disagree with you, Kale. It wasn't because they didn't mess with him. They didn't want to hear. He was ahead of his time as far as saying, we need to have our own. We need to take care of our own. We need to do for ourselves. That's where he was at that time, and people didn't want to hear that. And when he changed his name, that really made things bad for him.
He turned Muslim.
Don't forget, they attacked.
They burned his house down.
The mosque they had in D.C. burnt his house down. Could they, you know, that's all because he was speaking out. All because he was speaking out.
You're right, 57. Right. I forgot about that. You're right.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
But he should be in the listen. He should be in the talk with the Michael Jordan, the Will Chamberlain, the LeBron James. He should be in the talk saying GOAT of the era. Like, he should be in that conversation.
Yes.
I do. Like, he deserves it.
But can we call LeBron truly a GOAT of this era?
No. I'm not saying we are. No. What I'm saying is, like, everybody is saying LeBron is the GOAT. Like, that's the main thing everybody's saying. Is it LeBron? Or is it Michael? It shouldn't be just them two, is what I'm saying. It should be Will Chamberlain, Robert Horry. He got, seven rings. Like, people, if we're talking about chips, eight. If we're talking about people with chips, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the people that got more than four or five rings finger, because it's hard to do. So if you got more than four or five rings on your fingers, and these we talking about people that got eight, six, seven. And we don't even mention them. We don't even mention them. Like, that's crazy to me.
Magic,
How dominant was Magic?
Yeah, Magic.
Robert Horry is not really counted because
he was a hell of a guy to say.
He was a shot for hire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm
serious.
Yeah.
I just
feel
like he was a
big shot Bob.
Big shot Bob, man. It was like that ball would find him. I don't care where he is. That ball should always seem to find
him. Yeah.
But
that's Sacramento King.
What you saying, though, y'all? He was for hire because guess what? You could depend on that shot.
Yeah.
Like, you can't depend. You can't pick nobody right now to say, go get such and such, such and such, because he going to give you them big-time shots. Like, we don't do that. And who we got? I wait. Who we got?
Debo said, wait a minute. Don't act like Kobe didn't ask to leave. That's when he and
Kobe
Shaq
were. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead. I wasn't just excluding Kobe from the talk. I'm just saying it shouldn't be just
Mike and
LeBron.
He sent me this text when I said Kobe is a GOAT to me, and all he did with that Lakers team, he was like, wait a minute, don't act like Kobe didn't ask to leave the Lakers, ask for a trade. But the Buss family was like, heck nah, you ain't going nowhere, bro. we need you here, man. We ain't going nowhere. We're gonna figure this thing out and make it do what it do. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of Shaq, and that was, can you really imagine how many rings or championships they would have won if Kobe and Shaq were to stay together and got along? Kobe's beef with Shaq was that he didn't think Shaq took basketball serious enough. You know, we all remember Shaq Fu and Shazam and all that other stuff Shaq was interested in. And Kobe was about, nah, bro, come on, man. Let's get these championships, man. I'm chasing Mike. I want what Mike got, you know. And he fell one short. He fell one short, but he and Shaq just couldn't get along.
Yeah.
He and Shaq just couldn't. Yeah. They didn't see eye to eye at all. And it happens like that sometimes. It happens that way sometimes, you know. Great players sometimes make the worst coach and the worst teammate. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is, you know? And it's no way around it. There's no way around it. But, you know, hey, I just wanted to ask that question or put that question out there because, I mean, to me, it's just, you know, I get what you guys are saying. No player has control over what is allowed or introduced during their era. No player has control over that. So we can't say, I'm going to stick with Kareem because LeBron made too many threes and you know, the three-pointer wasn't even allowed. And Kareem made one three out of 18 attempts for his career. He only made one out of 18 attempts for his career. And he said that one was on accident. He made that joke on accident. So, you know, I guess when you know what? Don't get me wrong. You have to hustle to get that three off, too. You have to hustle to get that three off. But that work in the paint is a different animal. That work in the paint
is a different animal.
Way different.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that the problem that I had, because I know in that paint, you got to bring your man game. You can't come in that paint light. That three-pointer, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to have a whole lot of defense around you or trying to stop you from making that shot. So that's just why I'm thinking, you know, is this truly an honorable accomplishment, you know? And I see it because he's still got the numbers. He still got the numbers.
Right.
They can't take that away from him at all. He still got the numbers. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, dude, you got those numbers, yeah, but, you know, you got over 6,699 threes involved in your score. That's a big jump. That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Take them threes away and put them on the same 1-for-18 record. LeBron would be nowhere near. He'd be nowhere near Kareem. So, you know. Oh.
Wait a minute, what's going on?
Somebody
fell asleep.
Don't say it was me.
Man.
Look. Do not say it was me. I am wide awake. Just want y'all to know I'm right here.
Okay.
But you know, with Kareem, with his rebounds, he got 17,440 rebounds. That is
right.
A lot.
Right.
Right. The man still
has records that you know are holding the books down. Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. So maybe that's why this one doesn't bother him. Maybe that's why this one is like, okay, let's celebrate, you know? Because, hey, look at it this way. He's getting mentioned. He's getting notoriety because of this, you know? That's one thing
mm-hmm.
that people seldom forget. When someone goes and break your record, they talk about the person who held the record just as much.
Yeah.
They go over the career of the individual who held the record just as much. So, you know what?
That's true.
Big boy, you with us?
What's up, big boy?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, big boy?
Snoring, man.
You know,
that's you snoring, man.
With that, no, I had my
snoring
muted, so I moved. I had my boy muted, so I know it was me.
Okay.
I heard it.
Being your twin, I should know your snore by now. My bad, bro. But you got something you want
and
to
I don't,
do.
And look, and I done fell asleep enough on here, you should know mine by now.
Exactly.
I ain't messing with him.
First thing that popped in my head, I know that ain't 57.
Right.
He made
it clear. 57
don't give you
it
them,
ain't me.
He don't give you them quick hitters. He don't give you them quick. Nah.
When I go, I'm going out.
Run.
Exactly.
All of the
you yeah. got to mute that man.
No doubt. So, you know, congratulations to LeBron. I give him his prop. You know, because he did do the necessary work to pass those numbers. And a lot of times records aren't broken as they were made. You know what I mean? In the same way that it was made. And that's the beauty of it, if you ask me. You know, two guys reach the same destination doing a different type of workload. So, you know, props to LeBron. I ain't going to hate y'all. I just wanted to know, does it change your mind because the number of three that LeBron made? That was my question.
Mm-hmm. What say you, big boy?
I mean, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I just see it like this. He got the same numbers with less work.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Mm.
Able to
okay
do something with less, you know, with less output that someone else, you know, that has, they, you know, they did it to the fullest. And that doesn't take anything from them, because what he did,
right,
it was within the parameters that he was allowed to. And then by the time,
but big boy, that ain't Jive Cheating, man. That ain't Jive Cheating.
No, I think it's just, look, he had to get to the point to even get close to that record. That's achievement that he had to make on his own. The fact that was able to, with the three-pointers and everything, I wouldn't call it cheating. It's grading on a curve. It's grading on a curve.
Okay.
So we grading on the curve now, big boy. You break it up, big boy. Okay.
Now, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the way the game went.
Right.
So, hey, look. No matter who break it, Kareem did what he did, and that's going to always be in the books. That's
true.
Always
that's
been.
True.
Yep.
Depending on what perspective you look from it, he's going to be the greatest, regardless of who breaks the record.
Right.
That's true.
I mean,
that's true.
Know.
That's put another spin on it. That's true. No matter who breaks it, they're going to always talk about Kareem because he held it for 38 years.
38 years.
And that deadly hook shot.
In that hook shot, yeah. They're going to talk about it all. As soon as they say his name, the hook shot coming.
That's almost
4 decades. You might as well give him four. You might as well give him four. Eight is higher than five. And we all know once you pass five, you know, that high. You
ramped
might as well
up.
Give him the other two. Yeah, rounding it off. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
Mm,
no doubt.
That is
wild. And I mean, like Tree just said, with over, 11,000 rebounds?
17.
I'm waiting. 17, sorry. Right. I'm waiting to see that one smash. I'm waiting to see that one smash. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So,
17,000 rebounds.
Look, that was safe. You can't take no more.
You say what?
Exactly.
That record's safe because you can't play defense somewhere. You can't get physical in the game.
No, you can't.
You try to get the ball.
You can't. And speaking of big boy, I need to know what these referees got against my Wizards, man. Serious, man.
Really?
Serious, because I've now we lost. I'm not taking anything away from the teams that we played. They did what needed to be done to win. But it seems to me that the referees turn a blind eye when we have the ball. They don't call fouls in the paint. Last night, Avia got molested on a layup, and they called nothing. They called nothing, and I'm like, yo. So is it going to be the same way that it was with the football team? Is Washington cursed, man? Is Washington just cursed, man? Because it seems like we can't buy a break with these referees, man. It's because we can't buy. The Caps are the only ones where when it's a power play in their favor, they actually get it. They actually get it. But I look at the Wizards, the Redskins, and the Nationals get called in their favor as well. Yes, the Redskins. The Redskins. But those two teams, you know, those two teams, when it come down to it, The referees seem to turn a blind eye, especially when we're on offense. And that's crazy to me. And I like, I said this to you guys before. I like in basketball, the fact you can act, I like the fact in basketball, you can actually say what it is that irritated or bothered you about the referee and the way that they're calling the game. Not like football where you'll get fined or a UPS envelope going to be waiting in your locker, you know what I mean, because you said something derogatory about the referee. And I'm like,
right.
Why you can talk about coaches, you can talk about players, you can even talk about assistant coaches. Why are the referees so guarded and you can't say anything about them? That's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. If they make a mistake, they make a mistake, you know?
Right.
Real quick, guys, before we get out of here, Damian Lillard and Antetokounmpo were named the players of the week last week in the NBA. Damian Lillard and Antetokounmpo, you know? Antetokounmpo, a bad dude, man. A bad dude.
Yeah.
And let me give Cap, I'm going to give your 76ers their props. These dudes are finally playing good ball. Finally playing good ball. They're sharing the ball. They're playing. I wouldn't say excellent defense, but they're playing enough defense to make a difference in the game. So hats off to the Philadelphia 76ers and them dudes on their mission, man. Them dudes are on a mission. They're saying the Eagles are not going to outdo them. They're saying the Eagles is not going to outdo them. All right.
The Bucks is on them Boston heels. They one game behind them. If Boston lose one more game, the Bucks will be number one. Let me just put that out there. And I'm giving the last word to Kirby. And it reads as follows. Kirby enjoys Kale's Corner every time. Great callers who know their sports. Great hosts and hostess. Go Chiefs. And for Kale, hee-haw, hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw,
hee-haw. That was the last word, you guys. So, with that being said, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Miss and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Listen, guys, don't forget our prayer warriors for our children, for Grandma, Hermina, and Aaron's daughter, Rakia. Okay?
Rakia.
Love you guys. Yeah, what'd I say? I said it wrong.
Rakia, you're right. Rakia Dupree.
Rakia.
Go ahead.
Dupree, yeah. Rakia Dupree. And I love you guys so very much. Kale, you have the very, very, very last word.
Okay. Now, we didn't talk football at all today. That means Thursday.
I'm sorry, Kale. Wait a minute. One more second. I'm sorry. Because my mom made me realize something. I have two uncles I need prayer for, you guys. My Uncle Levi and my Uncle Byron, they're in the hospital in intensive care as we speak.
Mm.
Their last name is Anderson. Byron and Levi Anderson, they are brothers. They are my uncles, and I love them very much. Just keep them in your prayers as well, people. Please, please, please.
Yeah. Prayers going up for Uncle Byron and Uncle Levi. Guys, we didn't talk football today in depth because we're going to save it for Thursday. Be ready to make your pick. Do not forget that we're going to add the pick with a spike. That spike, Lady T will introduce to you guys on Thursday. On Thursday. So until then, you guys have a great time. If you love them, they should already know. If you love they should already know. It should not be a surprise. Everyone stay safe. Have a great Wednesday, and we'll get back with you Thursday at 5 p.m. Football Thursday Friday is what we're going to call that. All right? All right. Let's have a good one.
Hit it. How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Play so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, brother? You're getting down. Look at him. Ha. We're gonna have a bump, good time. 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 Let's take him up, Fred. In order for me to get down, I got to